I have a question for you. What would you do if you had a family member in intensive care for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months? What would you do? So we think that intensive care at home is, for those patients, is the right approach. It's an innovative alternative to an ICU bed. Our mission really is to provide specialized care to long-term ventilated intensive care patients in the comfort of their own home. So what is intensive care at home and what are we all about? It was founded by myself in 2012. We only work with qualified critical care nurses who have a minimum of 2 years ICU experience. Most of them have a critical care certificate as well. We provide quality and safety just like you do in an intensive care unit. We provide peace of mind to you in the intensive care unit as well as to patients and families. And most of all, for you, we relieve pressures on the health system and on the in-demand intensive care beds in particular. So who are we? We are experienced people with accreditation. So myself, I've worked in intensive care for nearly 15 years in the UK, in Germany and in Australia. And I bring this model to Australia. So again, our nursing staff are experienced in critical care nursing with the appropriate training and certification. And again, that includes a minimum of 2 years intensive care experience. And most of our staff have a critical care certificate. We hold accreditation, ISO 9001 accreditation for intensive home care nursing services. And we are also accredited against healthcare standards. So what are we all about? Again, quality and safety. Healthcare standards are important to us. Again, we have accreditation for intensive home care nursing services and ISO 9001. Most of all, we partner with consumers, and that includes you, the hospital, but also our end users, which are patients and families. We engage with the appropriate medical expertise, which means our medical governance comes from intensivists, anaesthetists, pediatricians, respiratory physicians, as well as GPs. And most importantly to you, the hospital, we work towards zero admissions back to intensive care. We provide peace of mind. How do we do that? Patients and families have confidence in the specialized 24-hour care that we deliver at home. The model has been proven in Australia for now over 3 years, and it's based upon a model that's been working in Germany for the last 20 plus years. Families of the patient return to a version of normality by settling back into their communities, workforce, sporting clubs, etc. As you would know, if you have a long-term patient in intensive care, it not only impacts on the patient, it impacts on the families as well. When palliative care is needed, and as you would know as clinicians, some of our patients need palliative care, we are trusted by both the patient, their families, and by treating clinicians. Payers such as the TAC and the Department of Health and Human Services receive positive feedback from patients and families about the benefits of their care being provided to them in the comfort of their own home. Most of all, for hospitals, we are relieving the pressure on the hospital system and on intensive care in particular. We have treated 10 patients to date, and again, we can deliver a zero readmission rate back to intensive care. It's 50% of the cost of a hospital ICU bed. The ICU bed block is alleviated. Medically stable long-term ventilated patients can be separated to their own home. Weaning can be done in the comfort of a patient's home. And we are a clinically relevant alternative to a long-term stay in an intensive care unit with the support of treating clinicians. So to summarize again, for a public hospital, there is no loss of revenue. You can increase the number of ICU patients. There is a reduced cost for payers for AO6A and AO6B patients. And the average length of stay for those DRGs, which is currently 40 plus days, is going to be reduced. So who are our customers? Our customers are the TAC, the Transport and Accident Commission in Victoria, as well as the Department of Health in Victoria. How do we work? Let me tell you about one of our patients, Peter. Peter is a 76-year-old ex-smoker with a history of COPD and emphysema. Peter also is a husband, a father, and a grandfather. Peter was admitted to ICU with pneumonia. While there, he acquired MRSA, and he got isolated into a side room in ICU for about 3 months. He was medically stable, but unable to be weaned off the ventilator and the tracheostomy. And his stories, and Peter's story continues that with the support of his respiratory physician, intensive care at home, family and friends, he eventually went home. After about 3 months in a hospital ICU and 12 months of intensive care at home, Peter passed away in the comfort of his own home, surrounded by his family and friends. And that was the wish of Peter and his family. So you may wonder, what's the market size? We think there's about 1,000 patients in Australia, and that's research backed from numbers that we have from Germany, and we use those numbers to get the market size in Australia, to estimate the market size in Australia. Patients can be looked after at home holistically and cost effectively. And most of all, we can free up your expensive and in-demand ICU beds, create access to more ICU resources. It's patient and family friendly. So we are all about really the babies. We look after pediatrics as well. We are after the intensive care doctors and intensive care nurses. We are also about the payers like the Transport and Accident Commission or the Department of Health. But we're also about the families and our patients. All of us and all perspectives. And I would really like to ask you, Royal Melbourne Hospital, to use our service to empty your intensive care beds and help create value for patients and for families.
Amazing.
Thank you.